I was 12 years old, and it was a Sunday. Grandpa Jeremy and I boarded a hover train, the same one my parents would take to church.
Grandpa, why aren't we getting off?
Have a seat and get comfortable. We're skipping church today. You're going to help me at work.
Doors closing. Please stand clear.
I thought you didn't work on Sundays.
Not normally, no. Today I have a special project.
Back then it was just my grandpa and me. Grandma left him a couple years before, right after my parents died. Grandpa was always working, so I spent most of my days with a nanny. Whenever Grandpa invited me over to accompany him, I would say yes. It didn't matter where we went or what we were doing, I was eager to please.
This is our stop. Stay close. The museum is only a couple blocks away.
Are you working for a museum now?
Sort of.
He brought me to the Museum of Earth Antiquities, located a few hundred kilometers west of Valles Marineris. The building looked like it hadn't been updated in at least 50 years.
The sign says it's closed on Sundays.
Don't worry about it. Let's go around back. Here are the tools. Give me a second to cut the power. Okay, power's down. Your turn, Lincoln. You remember what I taught you? Well done. We're looking for something I need. Don't worry, we'll be in and out in a few minutes. If we do this fast, I'll take you out for ice cream later.
Okay.
Keep watch. If anyone tries to come in, call out.
I did what he said. The only problem was, the museum was showing a collection from Earth's Western Hemisphere. Before I knew it, I was distracted by a display about American football.
Hike! Stiff arm! Throw! Lincoln makes the catch! Touchdown! Woohoo!
Cops! What happened?
Sorry, Grandpa. I didn't see them.
Hands up! Stay where you are!
The cops were there before I knew it was happening. It felt horrible for letting my grandpa down. The cops brought me home, but Grandpa had to stay the night in jail. After that day, he stopped asking for my help.
Geesh, your grandpa had issues. Who brings a kid to a burglary?
Jeremy was a complicated man. Still, I can't believe he brought you along when you were so young.
That's only because he'd been in trouble with the law too many times. It's also why he moved around so much. I'm sure he still has warrants out on multiple planets.
Sounds like an excellent guardian. Though, I know what it's like to be so focused on something you're willing to sacrifice everything else.
Oh yeah? What do you mean?
You didn't see my apartment. My art took up 95% of the floor space.
It was pretty bad.
When did you start painting?
I know we're in prison together in the belly of this giant space pirate ship, but that doesn't mean you get to hear my life story.
Oh.
Hey, be nice.
Why? You showed up out of nowhere, chased me through my workplace, held a gun to my head, and you left my art back on Venus! Oh, and it's your fault that these stupid pirates took my grandmother's brush. I don't know you squat.
We're really sorry about all that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Are you so sure you're the good guys? What makes you any different from the pirates who chase you? Aren't you all the same as your shifty grandpa? Seems to me like you fell into this little adventure by chance. But none of you have stopped to ask yourselves why you're really doing this.
I know why I'm here.
Enlighten me.
Our crew is my family. I grew up with nobody. I didn't even have a grandpa to rob museums with. I was raised in a girl's home on Earth, right in the middle of the American Empire. It was every girl for herself. And I learned that I couldn't count on anyone. At least, not until Jeremy hired me as the Beatles engineer. Tristan and the crew were the first people to ever really have my back.
I would have never guessed that's how you grew up. You're so cheery all the time. Everyone on the Beatle thinks you're the greatest.
I'm sure being cute as a button doesn't hurt.
Is your disposition always this sunny?
Eh, pretty much.
So, what happened with the Beatle? How did they get away, and why didn't the pirates search the ship?
The technician said the tractor beam was malfunctioning, but I don't know. The timing was too perfect.
Think they let your friends go on purpose?
I don't think so. It would be too many fake outs. The captain made it sound like our friends would get to go free, then told his men to shoot the Beatle down. Could he have actually wanted them to go free?
I don't think he's clever enough for something like that.
What makes you say that?
Johnny Redbeam has always surrounded himself with smart people. He isn't the brains behind the operation. He's just the scary one. By all accounts, his first mate, Winnie Onehand, is the smart one.
Could your friends have done something to the tractor beam?
I doubt it. Tristan has me do all the technical stuff.
Maybe someone else in the pirate ship helped us?
That's ridiculous.
It might be worth looking into.
How are we going to look into anything? Are you forgetting about the cylindrical metal room we're all trapped in?
Let's go back to another question. Why would the pirates shoot down the Beatle before searching it? Johnny knows Tristan worked for Jeremy, and it seemed like he knew Jeremy left Lincoln a box of his research.
You were quick to write off the pirates' actions earlier by saying they're dumb. Could that simply be the case here?
Maybe, but I think there's more going on.
Good morning to you all. I trust your stay has been comfortable?
Nope.
Don't be so ungrateful. You get food. Sometimes. What about you, Chunky West? Enjoying our hospitality?
I wouldn't mind having some privacy on the toilet.
Ha! Too bad. Anyway, I'm here to tell you that we'd found your friends. They evaded us for a couple days, but we caught their ship hiding on an asteroid. They're sitting in a cell just like yours, down the hall.
I don't believe you.
Believe what you want. I have your friends, and if you ever want to see them again, you will tell me everything you know about the Deckard fortune.
You really expect us to help you?
If you want to see your friends alive.
What do you want to know?
I want to know everything, Chunky West. Everything. Think about it. I'll be back in a few hours.
I'm taking the deal.
No, you can't. The Red Beams are terrible. They do whatever it takes to get what they want, and they don't care who gets hurt along the way.
I'm not seeing any differences between you and them. They just have more ships and beards.
That's not true.
I don't know, Carrie. She's making good points. We held Barb at gunpoint just to get her card key.
But she worked for Vennick. He was a bad guy.
Still, the ends don't always justify the means. Just because we've been competing with pirates doesn't mean we need to act like pirates.
I guess that's true.
He's lying, by the way.
Who?
That pirate captain. He doesn't have your friends. If he did, he would drag them in here and show you that he means business. He's trying to find some leverage to use on us.
So you're not taking the deal?
No way. That guy is bad news.
You had me worried there. Oh, by the way, guys, I know how to break out of here.
Really?
Yep. I can get the door to our cell open anytime.
And you're just telling us this now?
Once we get out of the cell, how do we get off of the ship? And how will we figure out who helped out our friends?
This ship must have at least a dozen escape pods for a crew this size. We just need to get to the pods and launch. That's the best I have. Sorry, but I don't think we'll be able to investigate who helped us and escape.
That's all right. Let's just get out of here.
You got it. Watch this.
Impressive.
Gee, thanks. Okay, now let me get the next door open.
Ah! I mean, hi.
You.
Her?
Who?
Shh. Easy. I'm here to get you out.
I've got it covered. Thanks.
What's the deal? Who are you?
I'm Winnie. I work for Johnny Redbeam.
That's not all of it. You're Winnie Onehand, his first mate. Lincoln, help me lock her up.
Ah, hey, let me go. Listen to me. The Redbeams don't know I'm here.
Likely story.
It's true. I helped your friends get away. I lowered the tractor beam before Johnny's pirates could shoot them down.
Wait, what did you say?
I said I'm here to help. Now let go of me and follow me to the hangar bay.
The hangar? Weren't we going for an escape pod?
Bad idea. Johnny keeps the escape pods under tight guard. You'd need an army to make it through. Come with me to the hangar bay and we can take my shuttle. It's unguarded. We just need to get you there without being seen.
What do you guys think?
She could be leading us to her boss.
If I wanted to, I could have already sounded an alarm. I swear, I'm just here to get you out.
We don't have a choice. Let the one-handed lady sneak us through the pirate ship.
Okay, stay close to me. Once we get down this corridor, we take a left. Wait at each turn, and I'll make sure the coast is clear.
Aye, aye.
You know, we don't actually talk like that.
Sure you don't.
Watch out! Pirates ahead! Quick, in this door! That was close. Let's wait in here for a minute until they pass.
So, Miss One Hand? Do you know what happened to my paintbrush?
I'm sorry, but Johnny has the memento. He has two now, actually.
Two? When did he get another one?
On Earth. We found Cardin's bat in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Really? What did the inscription say?
Just some hitting advice. With your weight back, keep your eye on the ball and swing away.
Seems about as helpful as what my brush said.
The coast is clear. Let's keep moving. Okay, this is the hangar. My shuttle is right there. Stay close. I don't see anyone nearby.
Hey, One Hand! Where are you heading?
Keep moving. I'll handle this. Hey, Patch! How's it going? I was just taking my shuttle out for a test run.
We're at full travel speed. Captain said nobody launches a ship without his say-so.
Captain told me to launch, so I'm here to launch.
I'm going to call this in real quick. Hey, Bridge? It's...
Hurry up! Let's go!
Nice punch.
Thanks. I used my good hand. Made it. 1 second.
You! Stop!
Get on board, now!
Bridge, we have a shuttle taking off. Patch is down!
Whoa!
Hang on, everyone!
Jeez. Do you people get shot at every time you take off?
Yep. Sorry about that. I thought we'd make it out without being seen. If Johnny knows I'm with you, it could get real bad.
Isn't it already bad?
Can one of you send a message to your ship? Let them know that you escaped so that we can meet up with them?
I can, but how do we know this isn't a trick?
It's not a trick. But I don't have any way to prove that to you.
I'll contact the Beetle, but only after I verified there isn't a tracker on this ship, or one on you.
Okay, that makes sense.
We'll be watching you. If you contact the pirates, we'll,
Well, what would you do to her? Beat her up? Throw her into space?
Look, just don't try anything, alright?
Deal. There it is. Earth's moon, Luna.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Buckle up. We're coming in for a landing.
The dome city of Tycho. I've always wanted to visit the moon. There is no better sightseeing than staring at a gray crater.
It was smart of your friends to hide on the outskirts. Nothing out here but kilometers of spacecraft.
I see the beetle.
And there's Keith and Tristan.
Guys, you're all right.
I can't believe you got out.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Miss One Hand over here.
Winifred?
Hi, Tristan.
Don't you dare come any closer.
The Unclaimed Fortune, Chapter 4, That Belongs in a Museum. Starring Scotty Stiefel as Lincoln, Kelly Stoll as Carrie, Taylor Henslick as Hilda, Trevor Glenn as Johnny Redbean, Stephanie Glenn as Winnie Onehand, Dragon Crowley as Jeremy West and the Pirates, Danielle Van Skyke as Tristan, Nathan Van Skyke as Keith. Featuring Jackson Vandell as Young Lincoln, written by Jake Stoll. Thank you for listening to What Next Podcast. We hope you're enjoying the show. The choice this time is this. Where should the crew search for the next memento? Should they go to the machine colony on Pluto or to a space casino? Submit your votes on Instagram at WhatNextPodcast or email us at whatnextpod@gmail.com. If you're interested in supporting the show, please rate and review us. To check out my other books and read some free short stories, head to jakestoll.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
No! I hate running.
You gotta sound like
Help
you're running.
Help me!
Okay. I'm still doing the video.
My shin splits!